Okay, here is Ron.
Thank you for holding. Is this Ron?
No, my name is John, but that's all right.
Oh, I'm a John, too. I like that. You spell it like the Bible? J-O-H-N?
J-O-N.
Oh, J-O-N. Okay. Well, nice to meet you. I'm the director here. I know you were speaking with Ray. She asked me to jump on the line, go over some pricing.
It's
with
all
you.
Good. It's all good. No, the only reason why I even entertain this, because I get the 100 of these calls a day, is I've just got a... I'm looking at some SEO companies this week, and so I'm vetting a number of companies. So if you've got some information for me, I'm actually looking online right now, local Splash.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I was going to send you our reviews and everything and our website, because if you're vetting SEO companies, that's not a bad idea, but we're a Google partner. So we started out as an SEO 20 years ago in 2004, but we became a Google partner in 2016. And we're partnered with them directly. Like,
well, that's a relative term. You know, what is a Google partner?
Well, we're premier.
There's
a site.
Sorry,
I don't mean to cut you off. What was your question? What is a Google partner?
No, I don't care what a Google partner is, to be honest with you. I just know that titles don't really mean much. It's just performance, and if that means you get better performance, great.
Yeah, we definitely get better performance because the algorithm, you know, Google has an algorithm that dictates who's listed on the first page and who's not. And they're only giving that algorithm to their partners. So that way they know they're getting paid for those from those business owners that are on the first page benefiting from Google. An SEO company, like I said, we were an SEO company, so I know how they work. You know, we'd be marketing you independently through our own means. So we would list you on multiple other directories, doing things.
So, what do you guys do about you get bad reviews? And being like, because you don't look too good you have a lot of complaints. Of course, we all do. I don't have a problem with that. It's just,
yeah. I mean, we have over 5,000 reviews online over 20 years in business. They average,
right,
all of them combined average to 4.5. Are you referring to the Better Business Bureau stuff?
I am actually.
There's 32 of them there actually over the 20 years we've been in business. So it's like less than 1% of our clients, and we have zero unresolved.
Well, you know, the thing that gets you about Better Business, as long as you call them and try to talk to the customer, the Better Business puts it down as resolved. So I don't understand why these aren't resolved. They should, you know.
They are resolved. That's why we have the A+ still.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I see that. Okay. All right.
Yeah. You see all the responses too? We don't have anybody. Yeah. And all of our services are month to month too. So like everybody we work with, we have to resolve the issue if we want to continue to work with them, or
sure,
they're just going to leave and not pay us. Right.
So let's cut to the chase, because I know it's very expensive to get to be on the first page. You know, some of my competitors, if you like All My Sons, for instance.
Right.
They're a corporate giant. You know, the owner has a couple of Lear fucking jets, and he's spending $2 million, you know, on 50 different companies a month.
Mm-hmm.
On SEO optimization, and you know, I don't got that kind of, I can't compete with those guys.
I can actually look at exactly what they're doing. You said it's called All My Sons.
They're spending at least $3,000 a month per agency.
Wow.
In the Portland market, I know they are at least $2,000 to $3,000 a month.
Okay, let me see. My Sons, Portland, Oregon.
I've got that. I can't remember what the website is, where you can go on and check that out. But there's a couple of algorithms. Like,
I got it.
There, algorithms.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. All My Sons Moving and Storage.
Yeah.
Okay. 499 Google reviews, 10821 North Lombard Street, Portland, Oregon. Okay. Go ahead and pull their Google business profile. Copy. They got a cute kid. Go and run.
Well, they're all boilerplate.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're spending a lot on Google Ads, you know. So this is their SEO stuff that they're doing. They're spending $404, and they're targeting
$404. How often? A day?
That's monthly. No, that's their monthly cost for SEO.
Is how much?
$404.
And you call that a lot?
No, because their Google Ad spend is $23.5. A month.
23,000?
Yeah. 23.5K, it says. So Google Ads is different than Google. This is why it's important to work with a Google partner. See? SEO and Google Ads are different. The guys on the first page where it says ads are sponsored at the very top, they're paying per click.
Per click,
yeah. Yeah, and they also have pay per lead now. It's called local service ads or Google Guarantee.
No, I get that. I get those too.
Yeah, so that's where they're spending a majority of their marketing budget. Their SEO, which SEO only covers you locally up to like 30 miles, they're only spending
$27,000 on local moves. On that's just is that corporate wide or just local?
No. This is corporate wide. So they're spending $23.5K on their Google ads.
Yeah, but they've got. You have to understand they have you know 75. I don't know how many locations. You know 100 locations. I don't know. They got a lot of locations. So that's relatively speaking, that's not that much money.
Yeah. Here, let me show you this. It's a lot easier when you can see it instead of, I think that's the problem. People tell you things like you don't understand, but you're a smart guy. A lot of the guys I talk to have no idea, but I know if you look at this, it'll make sense to you. So it's 235K. It's not 235.5K.
Oh, 235,000,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, look at the link. But the data on this is...
Did you send me a link on the phone?
Yeah, yeah, I texted it to you.
Hold on. Yeah, so, yeah, that's fine.
But that's for countrywide. That's countrywide for Google Ads, right? Now, this domain is strictly for the Portland, Oregon address. If you look at their SEO monthly, it's $404.
That's just SEO. What about pay-per-click?
Their pay-per-click is $235,000. They're running pay-per-click campaigns all over the country.
I understand that, but it doesn't segregate it to the one area then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Because the local listings are just, that's the only thing that's going to give us data on this domain for Oregon.
Right.
You know what I mean? Portland, Oregon. But that's what I'm saying. You don't need to do Google ads. Right now, it's more important for you, John, just to even get your Google business profile verified, established, and show up to the people within 30 miles of you. Maybe fast forward 4 or 5 months down the road, I could start talking to you about Google ads and Google Guarantee,
right.
Once we make sure that we got this working and you guys can handle the capacity that's just right there in your backyard first, you know?
Uh-huh.
So what I was thinking I could do is we have these packages. I also sent you the pricing page. There's one called the Platinum, and I know that'll give you
Do you have my email address?
I don't. I was sending you the text messages because we just call out.
Can you email? I could take them that way too, but can you email them to me?
Yeah, what's your email address?
I mean, I can email myself from your text. My email is
JON. I know.
J-O-N.
Usually guys don't read the email, so I'm like hesitant. Go ahead, John.
Right. John, JONCALVIN,
at
willamitteexpress.com.
Okay. Give me 1 second. You in front of a computer?
I am.
Perfect timing. Okay. Give me 1 second.
No, it's the perfect timing on your part because I've been looking. I've been actually vetting them this week. But I've been doing this for 25 years, and I just, however long this has been around, but nothing's really, and I've had some bad experiences with a number of different companies that, you know, that just made promises they just can't keep.
Right.
Google is, I mean, what you're talking about, if you're looking at SEO, you're talking about place as well as organic, I imagine. The organic searches, mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure.
Organic's, you know, not that effective anymore. That's why I was, you know, that's where you say the importance of working with the right company, you know, it's going to dictate the results that you see. So that's what I was trying to say. Like, it's important to be a Google partner because Google's been doing it.
All my sons has 80. So hold on. So you got 240. How much did you say they're spending? 220,000?
235,000 throughout the United States.
235, 123 divided by
80. Yeah, times that by 12 to get their annual number. So they're spending million a year or more on Google advertising.
I know, I think that. Yeah, they're spending 30 grand a month per freaking location. They got to be doing. That's ridiculous. They're not spending that much. There's not even that kind of revenue available in this in the regions.
Throughout the United States, yeah, 235K for a month.
The 80 locations they have, and I divide it into that number you gave me, it's $29,000 per location. They only have 80 locations.
Mm-hmm. So it's how much?
$30,000 per location is what it says they're spending, which I don't buy that for a moment.
Yeah, that's per year. So they're spending $30,000
per year. Per... Oh, yeah, okay, all right. That makes more sense.
Yeah. So if you're spending, and you divide that by 12, you know, you're getting like $2K a month, $2,500 a month per location.
That's what I said. They're spending $2,000 to $3,000 a month. That's exactly what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On average. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. I mean, we could get you there, but honestly, the local listing, if the way you're explaining it to me, you're not a huge franchise like that. So you don't need to have exposure all over, you know, or to even run Google Ad in your own backyard for that matter.
Well, I get that. I get that. So you sent me some pricing and stuff. I don't see it.
Oh, yeah. Give me one second. I think I sent it through already. Give me one second. Let me look at sent.
How long have you been with the company?
12 years.
Are you the founder? One of the founders?
No. He's a friend of mine, though. Actually, when I started working here, I just got out of college, and they told me I couldn't work here because I didn't have any experience. So I caught the owner in the parking lot, and he told me, come back tomorrow. And I've been friends with him ever since. I'm like the only guy he hired himself.
No is not a good answer, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, he was kind of like, hey, if you got the nerve to just walk up to me, and then, you know, you'll do fine with these other business owners, you know?
Yeah.
So he was like, just come by. And so I interned actually for 3 months, and then they put me on, and I had to go from the bottom to the top. But 12 years later.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's a good story.
Yeah.
So
helps a lot of business.
I don't have the links yet. I don't got anything in my email.
Yeah, because there's a problem with your email, John. It's telling me jonkalvin@willamatexpress.com. It's, there's the problem. Okay. There's a third L in here. I was typing too fast. Give me one second. I'll resend it over.
That's all right.
Dang, coffee's kicking in.
I know you guys are looking for contract commitments. Month to month.
Yeah, month to month.
On the phone, you're not going to get me to commit, you know, here's $1,000 down. Let's just see how it goes. I mean,
I'm not asking you for $1,000 at all. What I was going to ask you to do was to give our platinum package a shot. The platinum package you'll see in the pricing page there. I mean, your text messages, it's usually $5.99 monthly. I was going to reduce it to $2.99 because that would actually get you all the local exposure that all my sons has. That would level the playing field from the local section. And then I can lock you in at $2.99.
Right. So where do you come in to say that, for instance, if I were running video, if I were running a blog, if I were running a number of other things that give me better relevance on my website, which gives you organic power, why are you saying that organic is no longer a big thing?
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. The Google Places guys you'll see up there, they don't have the most reviews. You know, you can go and hit more guys, and you can find guys been in business longer, have more reviews that are not showing up on the first page. The reason they're showing up on the first page because they're working with a Google partner. They got a call like this, and then they sign up with a partner that actually knows what they're doing. Google's algorithm, they monetize the whole system, so they don't care about, who's got the best reviews. They're like, who's going to pay us? That's how they make their money. 85% of Google's income comes from this. It's advertising. So, you know, they want the guys that are going to pay for it. They want a piece of the pie. Whether it be you're going to pay per lead, whether you're going to be pay per click, you're going to pay per call, those are the guys that are, at the end of the day, going to get the exposure. You got to put some skin in the game. You get what I'm saying? But I'm showing you, hey, this is what all my sons is doing. They're paying $404 locally for their SEO services. I get you equal to or greater value at $299, but you just won't have the reviews that they have. We got to build it up.
So there's to further explain what you mean by a Google partner, because, you know, looking at Google partners, sign up for via Google partner, you know, there's, I'm not really sure exactly, it doesn't appear that it's that. The Google partner program is designed for advertising agencies, third party that manage ads for Google on behalf of brands or businesses. Google partner program is active over program office, thousands of partners, blah, blah, blah. There's 3 tiers of partnership, partner, premier partner, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
How to sign up for Google Partners, Google Partner website, blah, blah, blah. Benefit of Google Partners, we've all aligned, blah, blah. Education, benefits, da, 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 da. So that's just selling you as wanting to be a partner.
Yeah, well, so, the point is that you have Google certified technicians. We have a company full of people who are Google certified that are hosting and maintaining your placement for you versus some guys that are out there trying to do a bunch of directory submission in hopes that you get there. Not only are these guys Google certified, we have a direct connection with Google, so we know what Google's looking for in order to actually have you listed on that first page. We have you do your Google verification.
Right.
We communicate and coordinate with them directly.
Yeah, your prices, your I don't know. Like I said, I'm are you? I still haven't got anything from you.
Yeah, I sent it.
Hold on, Josh.
No. It should be. Oh, nah, same thing. What's going on with
your
email?
What's your email?
It's johnh@localsplash.com. But I still keep getting it bouncing back on your email address here. You said it's johncalvin@williamitexpress.com, right?
If I sent this correct, johnh@localsplash.com.
Mm-hmm.
johnh@localsplash.com.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you should have it. That's
okay.
30-second email.
Okay, give me 1 second here. It's pretty pathetic. We can't figure out a dang email.
I know, right?
I know. That's a rookie move. Okay, let me go.
johnh@localsplash.com.
John H.
That's what I did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
At
localsplash.com.
Let me find out if mine even working here. Hold on.
Yeah. Because I try to put johncalvin@williamitexpress.com.
WILLAMETTEEXPRESS. Two E's.
Yep.
Williamitexpress.com.
Yeah. I see it. Two T's, two E's, two S's at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
So
but
I just tested myself and I got it, so.
Interesting. I'm not getting your email from you either, though. The one you just said you sent.
So, J-O-H, so it's John H.
Mm-hmm.
At Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Try J-A-Z-H-I-L-L at Local Splash.
J-A-Z-H-I-L-L at Local Splash.
Yep, try that one. It's not coming through.
J-A-Z Hill, Jazz Hill, at localsplash.com,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep, that's it. Try it. Send it over. Because all I'm getting back from your email is just failed, like the error message. Mail delivery subsystem failure. So it's telling me, because the domain couldn't be found, williamitexpress.com. And you may, oh, I got something here. Test. Got it. John Calvin at Y. Express. Yeah, it looks exactly how I typed it. Okay. Either way, this is fine. I'll just hit reply. Is that you down there?
That is me. Well, 10 years ago.
Okay.
20 years ago. 30 years ago. I was probably about 40 in that picture, and I'm 60 down, so I was
20
years old.
Wow. Ah, you sound good. Sound healthy. Eating your veggies, apparently. All right. Here we go, John. I'm just going to reply to this. Oh, that's why. Okay. So it's coming across under Jazzwan John Hill. It'll show instead of just John. Yeah, and so what I have you quoted at, it's going to run about $10 a day. We normally charge $5.99 on the pricing page, and there's usually a $2.99 setup fee. But this Platinum package, it's more than just the Google Places placement. Obviously, that's the major benefit to you.
What should I expect out of this? Without all your smoke and mirrors, what should I expect?
Yeah.
Expect,
So,
are you going to be able to show me a graph in Google that here's where you were with your graph, and now here's where it is with your graph. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, you still have your Google Business profile. You'll still have full access to it, and there's a tracking system, an app that you have that you could log into on your computer, you know, and it'll show you data from everything that we're doing for you. So same thing with Google Analytics. It's all hooked up to Google Analytics, so you could see, like, how many times each keyword's been searched, what zip code it came from. You'll have full data.
Well,
just like
the keyword, again, that's pay-per-click on the keywords, is it not?
No, it's not. We still do keyword programming Google Places placement.
Right.
So it's still keyword-specific. We want to list you only for what you do and in the areas that you want to go to. That way we're not having people calling you, wasting your time.
How many hits do you get off your telemarketers like me? I mean, honestly, how many hits do you get? How many
what,
you must?
It, what do you
it's
mean?
A tough business because I hang up on you guys 100 times a day.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't do any of the cold calling, so I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't
know. I started out doing that though. I would probably make
how many contacts like me do you get in a day? 5, 10, 3, 8, none.
No, I mean, on average, they place about 250 to 300 calls per day, but it's coordinated. So, like, they have a list of guys that qualify for each industry and area. They might have, like, 30 in one area or 50 in one area. And they just kind of comb through. Once that spot fills, then they move on to the next industry and area. And they just kind of fill it based on the availability for the Google Places guys. So, you know, I mean, these guys.
How many do you get a day? You get a whole day doing this?
Yeah, I usually get about 15 calls a day.
How many of them can you turn to actually do, turn
almost,
into a,
almost all of them go through. I mean, most business owners, you know.
You convert all 15? Come on. You convert 100%? I doubt that. Nobody does that.
No, I said almost all of them go through, though, because them pre-screened. So they're like pre-screened before you're on the list, and then my reps call you, you know, have to make live contact with you, explain it to you, and then I'm getting a live transfer from a guy that's already been vetted twice, once through the Google
Then you're going to talk to me, then you're going to throw me off to another guy for another part of this process?
Well, yeah, there's a client interview technician. So, I mean, I'll still walk you through it. You still have my contact at the bottom of the email, and I'll be the one that checks from you from time to time to make sure it's working.
Well,
or
I'm wasting a lot of time because I got to get rolling here this morning. Nonetheless, since it is month to month, and I mean, I can give you a shot. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I do need to increase my SEO. Even though I've been in business for 30 years, I've had a website forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing my main forte. My main business is mainly I do a lot of government work. I do a couple hundred thousand a month in just government work alone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cyclical, and you know I've got a dozen contracts with the government. So I don't even need this shit, but it's something that it's something that I can fill in the blanks with. And if it works, it works. I mean, if I have to hire five guys just to do the households, that's great. You know, something I'm willing to experiment.
All right, let me get you rocking and rolling here.
10% business. Now I have 90% business and 10% household.
Oh, wow. So you're mainly commercial?
Well, I hate to say that because I started out in household, but and I belong to a van line, so I do household too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But my main focus is on the money.
Okay. Do you have other locations that we can maybe expand into later?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Oh, just this one?
Just
okay.
Metro.
Well, maybe we can grow this one though later too. Make it bigger.
Sure.
How many crews do you guys have?
As many as I need.
Okay. I got you. So I actually have to send your Google PIN verification letter in the mail. If you've already done that, then there's just a form here that you'll fill out. So I got to get you your paperwork, and then I also got to get you an outline of the agreement in writing to sign off on with the invoice receipt. So let me just
verify. Is that wet signature or is it online?
It's online. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to send it all over to you right now. I have basically all the information that I need. What's
your
Jazz
one?
Yeah.
My
full first name is Jazwan John, or my full name is Jazwan John Hill. I've always gone by John. Every time somebody...
Right, well, your parents must have been hippies from Haight Ashbury, huh?
Yeah, oh, come on. My mom is from the Bay Area, yes.
Are you from the area?
My mom is, yeah.
I figured.
Yeah,
that makes
that's
sense.
Funny. You said Haight Ashbury. I was like, wow, really? Yeah. No, my mom is from San Francisco, so that's pretty cool.
Well, there goes Jazz Juan. Got it. Now.
Oh man, that was that hit a chord though. That was on
that's
point.
Funny. That's funny.
All right, what's your business website though? I want to have this attached to the
WillametteExpress.com.
Okay, perfect. That's what I figured with the email, but for some reason, the failures that I was getting when I was sending you the text messages were saying that domain didn't exist. So, okay, let me just verify.
So I don't see. I'll click here to see your pricing. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So what I'm going to put you on is that platinum one, all the way down at the bottom. This way you won't need any SEO companies anymore ever again either, because it'll cover all your SEO services too.
Platinum Premier or Platinum?
Platinum. The Platinum Premier has Google Ads. If you want to do Google Ads locally, we could also do that too, but it's just going to be a little more expensive.
What is that? What is Google Ads? What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
The sponsor guys at the top, they're pay-per-click, so right. they'll put a $300 ad budget in there, and then, you know, obviously you get charged per click, but you could put that wherever. You're not limited to just that 30 to 40 mile radius with the local. You could put that, you know, various different places if you want to geo-target specific spots.
So the other thing that, from my experience, of course, you probably ain't going to be able to tell me one way or the other, is, mm-hmm. you know, the percentage that actually goes to the ad pay-per-click versus, and we're not talking about that yet.
Yeah.
But if I were to do pay-per-click, how much goes to pay-per-click and how much goes to infrastructure?
Yeah, so that Platinum Premier package that you see there, it has a two-month contract. So the actual price, I think it's like $549 on average. $300 of that will go directly into the Google ad campaign.
Right on.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, you also have two, normally what these guys do to kind of convince you to do this is they'll tell you, you gotta, it's gonna take 6 months to get you any placement whatsoever.
Oh. That's cause they don't have any Google partnership. That's just SEO. Yeah. Cause they're not following an algorithm. You'll see results within the first 2 months, 100%. If you give it 2 months, you'll see good results already. Return on investment. Not just
what
being
about
on the first page.
All right. Well, let's take a look at you. I'll look at your platinum. You said you're going to give me a discount on that platinum one though.
Platinum $299 month to month is how I have it set up right now, and then I have the setup fee waived for you.
Okay. So let's just move forward to see how the hell you guys work out. I mean, I can always stop it. It's not that big. How I spend that money on.
You're gonna love it. If you could do anything with Home Advisor and the stuff that you've been doing, an SEO company, you'll do fine.
Yeah.
You know, you just need the phone call. I feel like once the phone call's there, you'll close it.
Sure.
Yeah. So I got you. We'll get the calls coming in. You're in a high traffic area for what you do too, so we're seeing good call volume already on the analytics. But I do have to schedule.
We're definitely an outbound state.
Yeah. I do have to schedule a client interview.
Where are you at? We're in California too, aren't you?
Yeah, we're in SoCal now. We're in Orange County. They moved me down by Google Building 1.
Right. Well, you guys are outbound state too. I'm in the moving industry. Everybody's bailing.
Yeah. Everybody's going to Texas, Tennessee.
And the reason why
all these random places.
Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Nevada. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's been happening for the last couple of years, though. It's just California. Yeah, we get taxed so bad down here, you know.
It doesn't know what he's doing. I don't understand why you guys put up with that, but you do.
I know it's horrible. They told me, they're like, "Oh, good job, you pulled 125 last year." I go, "Where?
Right.
Where? I don't feel it.
What if we have right? What am I going to do with it?
That's lower middle class. I feel like I'm on the edge of poverty."
I know that covered my rent.
Yeah, cover my bills, my mortgage payment. That's it, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for my wife making double that, I wouldn't be able to live.
Yeah, my wife still works, you know. That's the crazy thing too. So they're like, "Oh, you're
doing
well,
along, John."
Okay, I got you. So, what's a good time for your client interview?
Anytime. I don't care. I'm usually here all the time. You just have to make sure you let my gatekeepers know that you're not a solicitor and that you've already talked to me.
Okay. You think we could circle back with you here at the top of the hour? How about 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock's fine. My assistants will all be in by then. Yep.
Okay. That'll give you enough time to do some keyword research and send me a count downstairs. I'll have to work on it and notate
also,
it real quick.
Also, are you going to need the sign-in stuff for my Google account, my current Google account?
We will. I don't need it right now, though, but we will, yes.
Okay.
They'll probably ask for that at the end of the client
okay.
interview. It's okay. If you don't have access to it, we could always, like I said, we're a Google partner. We could communicate with them and get it. But it's a lot easier if you just give us access to
it.
Yeah.
I got it.
And then I got a Google verification form you got to fill out, and you got to sign these subscription terms here. These are going to come through automatically when I process the payment. How did you want to?
I've already done those, but go on.
They'll let us know. So we'll send the information over. I'll send you the form. We'll send it in, and they'll tell us already. Like, hey, if we already have this stuff, then it's okay. And
all right.
We'll access it. But we just double cover our butt, you know, make sure everything's
okay,
there. All right, but how did you want to secure your first month?
Pardon me?
How did you want to secure your first month's payment, John?
With rubles?
Oh, man. I got to get used to you. You're going to be pulling my leg off.
I'll give you a credit card with a very small limit on it.
Okay. That's fine.
That if it bounces, it's because people like you have taken advantage of it.
Oh, God. Like me.
Me. You're okay, I'm gonna give you this number here. It's gonna be 4269.
Okay.
3801.
5337. 3612. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
And that is 826.
826, and then 3-digit code on the back.
182.
182. Okay, and then I'm going to run this by you. I obviously waited to run it by you, right, because that's the smart way to do it. We have three options for you for prepay. If you want to do it, it saves you money, even with the discounted pricing structure. So I can go, you can do 3 months at 700. It'll save you $200 over the next 3 months. You could do 6 months for $1,300. That'll save you $500 over the next 6 months. And then they have a annual prepay you could do for $2,500, and that'll save you about $1,100 over the course of the next year.
All that's great, and I'm not opposed to doing any of those to somebody that I know that is going to be able to perform, but you have to understand,
next month
I've been dealing with for 5 years, and nobody has been able to really do what they say they're going to do.
Fair enough. Show and prove. I'm
going to
put you on my
Denver
calendar for 45 days, and in 45 days I'm going to call you, and we're going to do a prepay instead of month to month.
There you go. I'll go fucking 5 years if it's paying off.
Show and prove. That's fair. No, that's fair. You've had bad experience. You just want us to prove it to you first.
There's a couple of companies that vetted out really well. That just one guy said, I was willing to pay up to $3,000 a week is what I was going to pay.
That's crazy.
For this one company, and they ended up, they did 1 week, and I got my money back. That was great, because vetting them, they were a legitimate outfit out of Denver.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't able to provide the leads that they said they were going to provide. They were a lead providing service as well.
Oh, you're talking about Angie? Home Advisor by Angie?
No, Angie, I do Angie too. They're $350 a month, but I'm getting ready to dump them as well, because all their stuff is pretty garbage.
Yeah. Angie gets their leads from Google advertising. They basically do what, All My Sons is doing. They market it all over the country. They pay Google almost $1 million a month, and then they just resell leads individually one by one. Those leads go to like five guys though. Like you don't want that. The homeowners or the people who are moving there just going,
I get the calls. I get the calls. I'll close the deals. That's for sure. So
yeah, they just want you to lower your price, and they're price shoppers.
We're all regulated in our industry locally here, so if somebody lowers their price, they're not legal. I got my roofer calling me, so let me either put you on hold. I got a quick call.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Hold on.